Anyone who fights with monsters should make sure he doesn't, in the process, become a monster himself. When you look for a long time into the abyss also looks into you. Anfrus number 146. As you can see by the title, today we're going to be covering Kigen Ashura, an anime that is rated R17+ for violence and profanity. And by golly, does it have a lot of violence. This is an anime that I passed by for a long time until Netflix randomly autoplayed it for me, and I fell in love with it. Holy crap, this is such a... We'll get into that. So basically, you ever wondered how Japan does their business deals? Well, in this particular universe, all these companies get together. Companies that in the anime are called Destiny Land, Nintendo, N-E-N-E-N-T-D-O, Gandai, something that's probably like a real electric company in real life, a fishing corporation, stock firms, etc. All these companies get together and they have a death tournament. A Kigen Life or Death Tournament. Which is insane. All these companies, that's how they do business deals. They get their own gladiator to fight for their right to become Kigen Association Chairman. Which, from what I've gathered, because there's only 2 seasons out currently, 3rd season coming up soon, hopefully, the association chairman, which decides which companies which should be in the association, which is obviously, it's all underground, it's all nitty-gritty, gladiators fighting, and you really only get to leave the ring if you pass out or die. You know, you physically cannot fight anymore. It is insane. For the longest time, I was turned off by this anime because of the way it looked. It just wasn't for me. It just wasn't something that I was particularly interested in or anything of the sort. I really dismissed it, and I hate that I did, because one of my favorite things that kind of combines, you know, 2D and 3D like most anime do, was Summer Wars. And, you know, that has 3D animation in it, and I should have just given this a chance, but I didn't, and I'm very happy that I finally did. Thank you, Netflix, for finally... I just randomly auto-playing this. So, the show really does a wonderful job of giving the background to the fighters, and we understand what they fight, and gives you little tidbits here and there of their particular fighting techniques, and it doesn't feel like filler. They give you that information, and it enhances your experience of being able to enjoy why this person fights, why they do what they do, not just because the company hired them or brought them out of poverty or what have you, or brainwashed them or however they got into this particular situation. You learn to like some of the characters, love some of the characters, and hate some of them. The main character, Oma, is teamed up with Yamashita, and he's a business guy, you know, a little wiser, a little older in age, still trying to figure out his footing in the world. You know, he's really a company man, and definitely not as outspoken as Oma, being Oma, you know, a nitty gritty, I don't lose kind of a guy, headstrong, and it is it is evident in this anime. It is one of those where these people are not human. I don't care what anybody says. Everybody has a special move or powers, so to speak, sort of a thing, and it really feels like their blows are connecting, their techniques are hitting each other rather than whooshes across the screen. And I really liked it because they're such epic fighting scenes. And no fighter's guaranteed to win. I never knew who was going to walk out of the ring. And as the tournament was going on and stuff, and at the end of season two, well, actually, I won't spoil that. No spoilers here. And the power scale is believable. And I want to put believable in quotes because it is, it's definitely crazy to watch. I highly recommend you watch this. I really do. The Reddit community, r/Keegan_Asura, very welcoming, awesome. They highly recommend the manga to me, which I'm definitely going to start reading. This was done by Larks Entertainment, and the only other thing they really have under their belt is Soul Worker Destiny Awaits, which is just a 5-episode miniseries they did for the Soul Worker video game. And that's really it. I don't want to tell you too much more about Keegan Ashura other than the fights are epic, the characters are badass, and you really should start watching it. Hope you enjoyed the show. Thank you so much for listening. Let me know on Twitter @SubtitledPod what you thought of the episode, and if you're a fan of fighting anime, or if Keegan Ashura is going to be your first one. The show is available on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Amazon Music, Stitcher, etc. If the podcast isn't where you enjoy it, just tweet me and I'll do my best to get it out there for you to be able to enjoy it. If you do listen to this on Apple Podcasts, I would deeply appreciate it if you leave it a 5-star review and just let me know what your favorite anime is. You know, whether it's super mega popular, obscure, or somewhere in the middle. I would definitely want to know what shows you enjoy watching and why you enjoy watching them. Again, all this is going to be in the description and show notes as always. You can just scroll or swipe or click to get to those to be able to see everything you need to see for that. Hope you all have a great week. See you next time.